Thank you for flying with Divided We Gain. Today's pilot, Corey. Crobot on Xbox One and PS4. Boarding has now been complete. Prepare to launch in 3, 2, 1.
The end of Fallout occurred pretty much as we had predicted. Too many multiplayers. Not enough single-player content to go around. And when they finally adjusted the weight of the bobby pins, I knew the game was really dead. What's up, everybody? This is Crobot. I am online, and you are listening to Divided We Game. And today, I'm going to be talking about Fallout 76. And in my mind, what went wrong? Now, I'm saying this as somebody who has played every single Fallout game available on the market. I played through the originals. I played and beat Fallout Tactics. So when I'm talking about Fallout, I want y'all to know where I'm coming from. I'm not just somebody who came in with New Vegas. I saved Vault 13. I saved the villagers of Arroyo. I know what I'm talking about. Now, I had so many damn hopes going into this game. I was 100%. All aboard the hype train. And when it came out, there were a lot of problems. I got to play on the beta a little bit, and while I wasn't super happy about how everything was going, I was cautiously optimistic. And then release hit, and I dumped a lot of hours into it. And in between the crashes and the weird graphical bugs and the weird design choices, I found myself more and more dreading having to play it. Now, the concept of a multiplayer online Fallout game on paper should work magnificently. It's something that I've wanted for a long time. I mean, from when I played Fallout Tactics, I was like, this is fun, but this would be so much more fun had I friends to share it with. But somewhere along the line, they lost the world. There was this kind of edge to the world that they just didn't seem to capture in 76. They kind of lost it in 3. I mean, they pretty much lost the way the world felt for me from the original Fallouts in 3. They regained it in New Vegas, misstepped in 4, and completely fucked up the dismount on 76. The addition of other players felt more like a hindrance. And I'm one of those people who, when you play multiplayer games, it always bothers me when you have this storyline to follow where you're the chosen one, you're the one unique person that is going to bring balance back to this world, and only you can defeat this main evil, and blah 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 blah. Basically, you're hearing the same quest text that 13,000 people behind you in line are going to be hearing, and it messes up my immersion. And for its credit, Fallout kind of alleviated a little bit of that, where you didn't feel like you were special, unique, that you were the one to save everything. You were part of a program. You were part of Vault 76, set out to repopulate the wasteland. That wasn't very wastelandy, but it was still wasteland. So I liked that. The graphics felt like a downturn from 4. And I understand that was a way to kind of make things run a lot easier, and I get that. I'm not knocking them on that. The thing I don't excuse in that, if you're gonna cut down on the graphics, make sure everything works right. If you're gonna use an outdated engine to run your game, at least know the ins and outs of the engine so you don't run into the thousands upon thousands of graphical bugs that you encounter in a game like that. It doesn't matter for the amount of moving parts. A couple of other things that really killed this game for me over the time was weapon and armor degradation. That can be a system that could work. However, it did not in 76. Everything was so expensive to repair. I'm not kidding you. It actually was better when I was playing the game. Now, this is a month so out from when I played it last, when I'm recording this now in February at the tail end. It was actually more cost and part efficient for me to fabricate new pieces of armor than it was to repair the same armor that I crafted. So to me, it seems like they got their metrics messed up. Like, it should cost a lot to craft the item and fewer materials to repair the item. But I'm not a game designer. What do I know? I liked the camp mechanic. That was fun. However, once again, massively buggy. A lot of glitching, a lot of random snaps, and it just became a hassle. I want to place something here. Well, you can't because it's floating. Well, it's not floating. It's on a solid surface. Okay, well, if you place something next to it and then place something, then you can place it because it's connected to something. Okay, well, it was a nightmare to navigate. Also, the removal of so damn much of the cosmetic side of the game and hidden behind Atom Points, the premium currency. And I, using big quotation marks that you can't see as far as premium, because you can earn it. They basically give the damn things away. Here's the thing. If you're gonna give them away, why charge for the items in the first damn place? Just give us the options that were present in the game. We know they're present in the game because, surprise, surprise, they were there beforehand. All these items, for the most part, were in Fallout 4. So that means you still have the graphics. You still have the designs. Put them into the game. Design new stuff that's really outlandish that makes us want to spend our Atom Points that we earned. Maybe make the Atom Points a little bit harder to earn in that case. I don't know. Once again, not a game designer. I'm a game player. Big difference. And really, the thing that does it for me, that ruins it for me, rather, in a lot of games like this, is the community. And boy, oh boy, was this a perfect example of how the world would be in a post-apocalyptic scenario. So incredibly toxic. It's rare that I encounter stuff like that. Some of the chats that I would hear through voice chat, the way that players behaved towards other players, it was awful. And I hated going on. It was an endeavor to find other people when you were actually able to find other people. Because the map was huge, but not a lot to it. In closing, just a few more points that I'll go through. I didn't mind the removal of NPCs from the game. It made the world feel a little bit more empty, yes, as a negative, but also as a positive. The story was there. There was story elements there. You just had to discover it. They didn't remove it completely like Destiny did and hide it behind grimoire cards that you actually had to go to a different website to read parts of the story. You had the way that the bodies were positioned. You had stuff that would tell the story without using words. It's a thing that we do in performing called nonverbal storytelling, where the way things are positioned, the way that you see a skeleton holding on to a crate or something, preventing it from falling from somebody. These are the things that you could use to tell a story without writing it down on a piece of paper or doing a holotape. With the holotapes, I thought there were some great moments in there. I thought there were some terrific voice acting moments in there. I was really impressed by some of them, and some of the stories actually made me genuinely feel the feels. Let's see what else. Glitches, as said, the limited weapons really bothered me. And just, they couldn't seem to get anything right. And it hurt, because Fallout is just one of those series that I loved. I remember playing the first one when I really probably wasn't supposed to be playing, you know, edgier video games. But the whole concept of the futuristic post-apocalyptic world that was still stuck with advanced 50s technology, I loved it. I loved everything about Fallout 1. I loved adventuring around the wastes, meeting dog meat, meeting the Brotherhood of Steel for the first time, descending into the glow. The ending, you know, spoilers for those of you who maybe have not played this game, but when you're exiled from the vault, those, you know, words from the Overseer, you're our hero and you must leave, pissed me off so very much. And it takes a lot for a game to do that. To this day, still, I have so many fond memories about Fallout 1 and 2 and the experiences I had playing those. And I think it boils down to the fact that the company, Black Isle Studios, knew the world. They built it and they knew it. They didn't just buy it. This was something that they constructed. This wasn't something that they purchased and thought that they understood. And I think, it's just my opinion, Bethesda needs to take a good, hard look at themselves and think where they lost the plot. When it became more about games as a service rather than trying to tell a story. Let's see how much we could bilk the players out of their cash, and let's just string them along with enough bug fixes and enough content updates and another special shiny pair of sunglasses for a silly event. Now, will I go back to 76? Maybe. I don't know. I might try booting it up again. I might try starting with a fresh character here in a few months, and after they've done some stuff to see if they fixed things. Maybe I won't. I honestly don't know. I've been burned by some games before, but this one hurt. And I'm not sure if I could look past the hurt and give this game another chance. And hey, that's not to say if you're not enjoying it, or if you're enjoying it right now, awesome. I'm glad you're enjoying it. I don't want to say that you're in the wrong for enjoying the game. This is just my opinion. I'm just a voice on the other end of your headphones or your speakers right now. This is the opinion of one person. I know my opinion matches a lot of people, but if you're having fun, continue having fun, please. Listen to your little blackbird friend here. Continue having fun with the game. But that being said, I don't think I can. And I don't think that I can, at this moment in time, recommend this game, even a few months from the release. I don't think I could recommend this game to anybody. Not until they do a massive overhaul. And it is possible. Look at No Man's Sky. Look at the massive, massive error in launch that No Man's Sky was. And look where they are now. I mean, if you want to talk about a Phoenix Saga as far as game design goes, there you go. And that is a team probably 1/16th the size of who they've got working on Bethesda for Fallout 76 right now. So it can be done. You just have to listen to the fans. You just have to listen to what the players are saying. Don't listen to the board members. Don't listen to your executives. Listen to the people who are actually buying and playing and spending money on your game. That is the important thing to take away from this. But anyway, that's just, as I said, my opinion. And don't forget, you can find and subscribe to the Divided We Game podcast on iTunes, FeedBurner, or the RSS feed. You could also listen to shows by visiting us at thegreatdivide.us, as well as leave feedback for the DWG team. You could also follow me and my own little adventures, Crobot Online on YouTube. I produce content pretty much throughout the week. And I would love to see a few subscribers and a few views. I do streaming video game on Monday and Tuesday, normally 3 to roughly 6 p.m. Western Standard Time. And the goal is to eventually start doing kind of best of the week streams on Thursdays, as well as I produce other content regularly throughout the week. Until next time, this is Crobot, and we will see you next mission.